Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
May 30, 1805. Discovery of recent Indian encampments. The Missouri River has been rising the past few weeks as a result of the spring thaw, and travel is becoming slower and more difficult. The men are towing the pirogues and canoes upstream against rapids, rain, and wind. Clark writes about these challenges today.
The rain commenced yesterday evening and continued moderately through the course of the night. More rain has now fallen than we have experienced since the 15th of September last. The rain continued this morning, and the wind too high for us to proceed, until about 11 o'clock, at which time we set out, and proceeded on with great labor. We were obliged to make use of the tow rope, and the banks were so muddy and slippery that the men could scarcely walk. Notwithstanding, we proceeded on as well as we could. Wind hard from the northwest. In attempting to ascend a rapid, our tow cord broke and we turned on without injury. Those rapids, or shoaly points, are numerous and difficult, one being at the mouth of every drain. Some little rain at times all day. One man ascended the high country and it was raining and snowing on those hills. The day has proved raw and cold. Back from the river is tolerably level, no timber of any kind on the hills, and only a few scattering cotton willow and ash near the river, much hard rock and rich earth. The small portion of rain which has fallen causes the rich earth, as deep as is wet, to slip into the river or bottoms, etc. We discover in several places old encampments of large bands of Indians a few weeks past, and appear to be making up the river. Those Indians we believe to be Blackfoot Indians, or Minotauris, who inhabit the heads of the Saskatchewan, and north of this place, and trade a little in the Fort du Prairie establishments. We camped in a grove of cotton trees on the starboard side, river rise 1.5 inches. Captain William Clark, May 30, 1805.
The encampment today was in present-day Choteau County, Montana, a little above Pablo Island and nearly opposite the mouth of Sheepshead Coulee. An interesting comment in Lewis's journal entry states that,
"My inkstand, so frequently becoming dry, I also observed the well-seasoned case of my sextant shrunk considerably, and the joint opened up."
The relative humidity of these northern plains is generally very low. Wood items brought into the area have a tendency to shrink and crack. The term Clark uses, Fort du Prairie, is a French colloquialism for the small trading forts in the northern prairies established by the Canadian fur companies. Tomorrow, a well-deserved dram.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.